It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Today is Saturday the 10th of December, the 345th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, which means there are only 20 days left till we jump on over to 2017. Send your New Year's resolutions into the Sound Kitchen by the 19th of this month, and I'll cook up a tasty dish with your ingredients to celebrate the new year, which you'll be served in grand style on the New Year's Eve show. There'll even be a special guest cook to help out. And if your resolution gets pulled out of the hat, you'll find an RFI USB key in your mailbox from the Sound Kitchen. So put on your thinking caps, examine your consciousnesses, and get out your pencils. And get your resolutions to me by Monday, the 19th of December.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Today is International Human Rights Day. 58 years ago today, in 1948, the Human Rights Convention was signed by the United Nations, right here in Paris. It was one of the first major achievements of the brand new United Nations. Human Rights Day is celebrated across the world on the 10th of December every year. All member states and any other interested organizations celebrate the day as they see fit. There's always a theme for Human Rights Day, though, and this year's is Stand Up for Someone's Rights Today. That's right, don't turn away. I'm reminded of what one of my university professors, the good Brother Gerald Mueller, said to us, "Let evil not defeat good. By good people remaining silent, that's all it takes." Huh, I was lucky to be taught by such wonderful men, the Holy Cross Brothers. Kisses, Brother Gerald. Another of my heroes is South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Here's what that great man has to say about not speaking out. "If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. If an elephant has its foot on the tail of a mouse and you say that you're neutral, the mouse will not appreciate your neutrality."
Bonjour, I'm Tondra Tabaso from Bangladesh. I am 5 years old. I listen to radio from every day.
Tondra, still to come, the listener mailbag, but first, the quiz. On the 5th of November, it was Guy Fawkes Day in Britain. I asked you to write in and tell me who Guy Fawkes was and how traditionally Guy Fawkes Day is celebrated in Britain. The answer is Guy Fawkes was a member of the 1605 Gunpowder Plot, a failed conspiracy by a group of English Catholics to assassinate the Protestant King James I of England and replace him with a Roman Catholic head of state. They planned on blowing up the House of Lords while King James was inside. Guy Fawkes' job was to guard the explosives beneath the House of Lords, but the plot was discovered and Guy Fawkes was caught and arrested and, of course, executed. To celebrate the failure of the plot, people lit bonfires around London, and it soon became an annual public day of thanksgiving for the plot's failure and became, as you may have guessed, a focus for anti-Catholic sentiment. Today, the anti-Catholic sentiment is pretty much gone. The bonfires are still there, but the effigies that are burned tend to be today's political leaders. This year, at one of Britain's biggest Guy Fawkes celebrations in Lewes, effigies were burned of British Prime Minister Theresa May and, haha, not one, but two of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. The winners are RFI Listeners Club members Solomon Fesahazian from Asmara, Eritrea, Ferhat Bezazel from Ain Kachira, Algeria, and Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark, who makes me feel a little guilty about not being bothered by Trump effigies getting burned. Hans wrote, "Why should all good things, even celebrations, always be anti-something?" Hans, you're a far better man than I. I'll work some more on my peace and love energy. From the Kumi Central RFI Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda, Mark Okorut Ongole is a winner this week, as is Mrs. Sabina from the RFI Friends Radio Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is about a very important presidential election in the West African country, the Gambia. The country's voters outed their strongman president of 22 years, who took control of the country in a 1994 military coup. And there's your question. What's the name of the Gambia's president-elect, and what is the name of the outgoing president? Again, send me the name of the Gambia's president-elect, he'll be sworn into office in 2 months, and the name of the country's outgoing president. You have until the 9th of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 14th of January to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Please hold for a very important message.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone.
Please leave a message.
Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Thank you.
Time for the listener mailbag, my friends. Happy news for RFI Listeners Club member Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State in Nigeria. There's a new baby in his family. Mademoiselle Hafsa was born on the 14th of October. Hafsa is named after Muhammad's mother. Congratulations to the Nasir family and welcome to the world, little Hafsa. Be sure and check out the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages for recent photos sent in from your fellow listeners. There's a photo of Sunabaran Das, the husband of lovely Manju, and the president of the RFI fan club in Nadia, India. He's proudly wearing his brand new RFI t-shirt. It was in his welcome package from RFI Listener Relations for forming an RFI Listeners Club. And Jahangir Alam Manto sent in a video from his clubs. It's the Kaptai RFI Fan Club in Kaptai, Bangladesh. Jahangir sent in a video of the award ceremony from their RFI-sponsored football tournament, and it looks good. And for you DXers out there, Ashik Iqbal Tokan from Dhaka, Bangladesh, sent in photos of old QSL cards he's received from RFI over the years. Thanks, everyone, for your notes.
Dennis!
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. Enjoy this music, requested by my pal Raz France Mankongogo, the president of the RFI Kemojemba Club in Tarama, Tanzania. He says it's his favorite song. It's The Youth of Today, sung by the 80s British Jamaican reggae group Musical Youth. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
The youth of today, the youth of